Man, can you imagine being this woman's husband and you're out there breaking your back trying to get yourself promoted and make more money so you can give it to your family to make them feel good? And you open your TikTok app and you see your wife talking about how she has doing all this unpaid labor and how you're basically abusing her. Can you believe this crap? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, I'm finally back in the home studio. It feels fantastic, by the way. So if the sound sounds a little different, it's because I finally got a Shure microphone. It's going to be a little bit of an adjustment. I've been playing with it for about an hour and a half, so hopefully this sounds good in my headphones right now. Hopefully it sounds fine to you on the flip side. But now that we're finally back and we have all the bells and whistles back again, we're going to get back to business as usual. And I don't know, maybe some of you like just hearing the audio only. For me, I kind of miss the camera. I miss talking with you. I know that you're not physically here in the studio, but it's just different. I prefer kind of almost looking at, I imagine looking into the camera like I'm talking to a dear friend or somebody that means a lot to me. So it's just nice to have that back. But anyways, enough with the sentimentality. Let's get into the business at hand. Today we're going to be discussing a topic that I was actually contemplating on the plane, my ride back. And it was concerning a lot of men are very traditional. And in their pursuit to embrace tradition, a lot of men don't realize the freedom they have at their fingertips. A lot of men don't think, oh, you know what? I'm going to just chase tradition instead of saying, I have this vast, vast ocean of opportunity and I'm sitting on the beach and I'm looking out at it, but everybody just wants the tradition. Now, some of us want the tradition because it's what we see our grandparents or parents have or talked about on social media and it's glorified in some capacity. And other people want tradition because they think that that's what they should want. When I would care to wager that a lot of people, they only go for tradition because they fear the alternatives. They fear blazing their own trail. They fear going down a path that not many people have gone down. And they fear any kind of uncertainty because they think that, oh, I'm going to cling to this rock of a marriage. I need to find my other half. I need any number of these really propagandist type sayings. A lot of men fear their own independence. We talk about women being, oh, I'm strong and independent, but most of them are not independent whatsoever. They depend on a man, on Uncle Sam, on their baby daddy, on child support, on alimony, whatever. And they talk about this independence, but they don't live it. Whereas a lot of men, they don't want to live independent of women. They don't want to live independent of the system. They want to kind of have the only real freedom that men want is the desire to be comfortable. And today we're going to talk about embracing this freedom that feminism has given to men. Now, before we jump into that, in case some of you need to be reminded of what it is we're actively running from or the people that we are avoiding, I would like to show you this video right here. So let's get into this video and let me know what you have to say. Leave your thoughts and your comments in below about anything we talk about today. I look forward to hearing about it. Let's go.
Dating advice from a 51-year-old who used to be a matchmaker. If a guy is trying to decide between you and someone else, they've already decided. Make the decision for them. Not plan your whole weekend around one guy and one date. Keep your options open. This one's going to be controversial, but don't sleep with somebody on the first date because what did you do on the second date? And don't spend too much time on a dating app. Once you've made a date, get out the door. Don't spend time texting back and forth.
Oh no. Gentlemen, in case you don't know, she's not talking about you. She's not talking about me. She's talking about Chad. She's talking about Tyrone. She's talking about the guys that are people she wants, the guys she finds attractive. You see, one of the common misconceptions when most dudes watch content like this or content like dating advice or whatever, whether it's pickup guys, whether it's women talking about, relationship coaching and whatnot, they think when they hear men, they think them. They think that they're the ones, oh, she's talking to me. Or, oh, she's talking to guys like me. No. You see, you as a man can walk down the street and you probably know how many women you pass on the street. Not because you're a creep, but because you're observant and You see each and every one of them. Even if they're ugly, you see them. Women, on the other hand, they can walk down the street and they'll only see one or two dudes because those dudes caught their eye. Every other dude was just like, oh, he was there? Oh, I didn't even notice that guy. And my friends, that's the one we talk about. She talks about men. She's not talking about you. She's not talking about me. She's talking about the guys in her past, the guys that she's attracted to, the guys who she wishes were giving her a chance. You know, before I go into the next video, I want to tell you guys a little story that happened actually last night. So, one of my friends I've known forever, she has had a hard time with getting and keeping a relationship. She has multiple, you know, health issues and, you know, and she has a more complicated story than most women have. And if she has excuses, they're actually pretty valid ones, but I'm not here to make excuses for her. What I'm telling you is I don't normally do this. I don't normally explain stuff to people, but her and one of her friends, they just kept asking me. They kept asking me questions like, oh, what do you think about this? Or why do men do this? Or why do men do that? And now, I don't normally answer those questions because they're not going to like the answer, and they're just going to get mad at the answer, so I normally don't answer the question. But I said, you know what? Forget about it. I'll just answer the questions honestly. And I had them take... Has anybody ever seen this website called the Female Delusion Calculator? I know some content creators bring it up. At least they used to more than they do now. But I had them take that test, and they found out that their expectations were actually a lot higher than they thought they were. And this isn't to insult them or anybody else. It's to give people perspective to get what they want. So let's go back to this video right here, okay? Let's look at this woman right here. She's not ugly. This woman right here. Now, is she old? Yes. Is she ugly? No, not really. Is she attractive? I'd argue no. But at the end of the day, she still has options. Even though she, what, says she's 51, she's got options out here. But there are a lot of men who are choosing freedom that are her age, whether they've been through a divorce, or they've been in a toxic relationship and they're over it, or they've been on dating apps, or they've been ghosted, or whatever, they're going their own way. They're being biblical bachelors, they're being free agents, they're being MGTOW, they're being passport bros. They're going their own way because they're sick and they're tired of the games. They're not dealing with it anymore. They're sick of it. And a lot of women, they don't like that. They like it, the attention of being approached. But they like it from men they're attracted to. See, you have to understand the game. You gotta understand how this works. If you don't understand that people never talk about the average guy. When women on social media say men, they're not talking about the average guy. They're not talking about me, they're not talking about you. They're talking about the guy who's a giga chad, the guy who's attractive, the guy who has money, the guy who is just that guy. And those dudes are actually usually simps, not all, but they usually are because they don't know any better. They haven't had to get this knowledge. They haven't had to do anything but really show up. They naturally have good genetics. They naturally kind of have the connections and networking, whether it's through their parents or through their college or whatever. They have that connection. They have that money. They have the hookup. They don't need the street knowledge. They don't need game, really. Once you reach a certain echelon, you don't need game. It's not really that important anymore. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's go to the next video about why men are avoiding their freedom and want tradition. See, to me, tradition is something that sounds good in theory, but a lot of men, number one, can't afford tradition. And number two, they don't actually think things all the way through when it comes to tradition. They think, oh, because tradition, you know, is what my parents had or whatever, that's exactly what I'm gonna have. And the answer is no, because tradition's largely gone. And when I mean gone for good. And your chances of getting it are slim to none, and slim just died. But let's continue with this video right here, and let's see what a feminist has to say about marriage.
Is marriage an economic institution that gets the government involved in your personal life? Yes, but here's why I, as a feminist, chose to get married anyway. Not because of tax breaks or insurance benefits. We don't qualify for those anyway. Number one cannot be understated. I need to be the first person called in case of emergency. I'm not gonna pull up to a hospital, God forbid, and be like, I'm his girlfriend, please let me in.
I'm going to pause this right here. Can anybody explain to me why, please explain to me why we need to have your jugs in my face in the camera while you're talking. Doesn't this bother anybody besides me? I don't understand why a lot of women who make content on the internet, either A, are in their car, or B, while they're talking and trying to sound intellectual, they're shoving their jugs in my face in the camera. Like I'm supposed to be paying attention to what they're saying. Like, that's like me flexing, like, oh, guys, like, I'm flexing all the time. But and I'm trying to sound intellectual. You're like, you look goofy. What are you doing? It's the same thing with a lot of these women. They go on camera. They want to sound like they're Albert Einstein, but then they have a low-cut shirt, or they, like, lean over to, like, show, like, down their cleavage. And I'm like, how am I supposed to take what you're saying seriously when you obviously want me to stare at your body? You pick a lane. Either be a, either go for the sex appeal or sound like an intellectual. Don't sit there and act like, oh, I'm so smart. Oh, don't look at my jugs, even though I'm shoving them in your face. Don't look at them, because then you're a problem and you're a bad guy. It's like, bro, come on, man. Whatever, let's continue.
And if anything were to happen to me, my husband is just better equipped to take over the emergency contact and power of attorney. Secondly, my money anxiety completely melted away the day we got married. Granted, watching how my mom got financially destroyed by the divorce with my dad is what caused my money anxiety, but...
Pause. Okay, I gotta pause right there. Gentlemen, I gotta pause it there for one reason. Did you notice how she said that her financial security, like her financial worries were gone? Did you notice that? There's an important reason for that. Because the system is designed to protect the woman, not to protect both people equally. Now, this wouldn't be a problem if the divorce rates weren't high, number one, and number two, if they weren't statistically filed by women. Now, that does not mean that 100% of women are going to divorce you. No. What it does mean is that's just the data. Now, you could curse me if you wish, curse all men if you wish, curse the patriarchy if you wish, but it changes nothing. It's the facts. I hate to be the one to break it to you if you don't like it, but that's the way it goes. That is the way the cookie crumbles. And if you don't like it, well, that's too bad. Let's continue with this video.
Because my partner and I had many conversations about prenups and what the worst case scenario would look like, getting married gave me a sense of financial security.
Yeah, because it's designed to do that.
Your partner are essentially splitting the burden of life costs without Venmoing each other back and forth.
Statistically, men are making a lot more money, so just keep that in mind, because women don't choose men who are make less money than them, and if they do, they monkey branch.
Thirdly, feeling like an official part of each other's families has just been so heartwarming. We're both Jewish, so it was like a rite of passage. Everybody just takes this a little bit more seriously as husband and wife. Last but not least, I love this man.
Wait, she's Jewish and yet she has a tattoo? Ma'am, as somebody who knows Judaism pretty well, Torah says you're not supposed to do that. Okay. Oh, man. Also, the Levitican law is very straightforward about what feminism is. Feminism is not tolerated if you go Orthodox, which I doubt you are. I doubt you follow any kind of Orthodox of Judaism, but okay. You're probably a lapsed Jew. Make all of us look bad, but continue.
Though I didn't need a marriage license to prove my intention of being together as long as possible, it does give our relationship extra validation and extra protection. Despite its patriarchal roots and modest economic benefits, marriage to me is a sacred agreement to share life's ups and downs. You don't always have to be a strong, independent woman. You can be a...
You are not ever strong or independent, I can guarantee you.
Soft, consciously partnered feminist, too.
Oh, gosh, dude. Like, oh, no.
You are a rude, terrible person.
This is terrible. See, this is the kind of stuff the men put up with because they don't want to die alone. They don't want people to make fun of them and be like, oh, I'm going to die alone. I'd rather die alone than be with a woman like this. Am I alone? Am I the only one out here who would rather be alone than deal with a woman like this? This is terrible. A co-partner, you just... gosh. Okay, let me explain something, okay? For all of you non-business-savvy individuals out there, let me explain to you what a partnership actually means by a textbook definition. If you go to a business, which is what a marriage is, it is a business merger between my social security number and your social security number. And then we merge it together, and that's why we sign legal documents that confirm our marriage in the eyes of the law. Okay, that's why divorces are so messy. It is a separation of intercommingling company funds that are now disassembling and becoming two separate entities again. Now, back to your point about partnerships. Partnership means I own 50% and you own 50%. Usually in that situation, we both invested equal amounts in the business and have equal stock. Stock is worth tangible assets. And so for that to work, we had to bring something of equal tangible, not intangibles, because women are masters in intangible assets. No, I'm talking about tangible assets. Partners are two people who own equal stock, 50-50 stock. No one has a majority, nobody has a minority status in the company at the board level. See, that's the problem. You don't have a partnership if you don't actually come into the marriage or the merger with equal funds, with equal investment into the business that you are now starting together. That is not a partnership. Okay? Thank you very much for coming to my business lecture. Code. That's how that works. Speaking of business, let me know what business you think this woman has talking about weaponization of love and how a quote oppresses women. See, gentlemen, this is why we're talking about this today. Before we start this next video, this is why we're talking about this. You as a man have been freed by feminism to go your own route, do what you want to do. You don't have to do what your father did, your grandfather did, what the quote traditional route is, because that's the way you lose today, is going down the same road that the government is actively using against you, that actively is going to statistically going to ruin you financially. And a lot of men have less experience with intimacy than women do, so they're walking into it usually unprepared. See, that's the problem. Also, when it comes to tradition, men usually can't afford tradition because we're set up to an extent where you're supposed to have two incomes. Ever since the Equal Pay Act and the, I think it was second wave of feminism, I think that was the right one, where a lot of women came in the workforce and drove the women actually made twice as much money by today's standards, and the men are making about three times less than if there was no women in the workforce and it was just men like it used to be. You don't believe me? Look at the numbers. I don't know what to tell you. Well, let's get back to what this woman has. Let's hear what this woman has to say. Maybe she's going to make some absolutely genius point. It's going to blow me and blow you out of the water. I doubt it, but let's see.
I don't want to say love is a lie, but the whole idea of love has been weaponized against women in order to get us to provide labor for free or without any kind of recognition or acknowledgement. Like, if someone's a chef and they cook food for people, that's a job.
What? Ma'am, what do you mean unpaid labor? Last time I checked, if you are a stay-at-home wife, your husband is paying your way. What do you mean unpaid? That's like me saying if I'm an RA at a college that I'm not paying for my room and board. Yes, I am. I'm paying it through my work. In the same way that you are repaying the fact that he's financially supporting you through your domestic duties. That is your end of the bargain that he is subsidizing. It's not free labor. He's paying you inadvertently. He's not handing you cash. He's handing you the ability to not go to work a job. This is such an infantile argument. It's unbelievable to me. Well, let's continue.
And they're compensated for it and they're appreciated for it.
You are compensated for it. You don't have to go get a job. That's compensation.
If someone is a nanny and they take care of children, that's a job and they're compensated for and appreciated for it. If someone is a SW or even a mistress, they're usually compensated and appreciated for it. But when you become a wife, when you become a mother, you are not compensated or appreciated for anything.
Then how do you explain the fact that if you're staying at home and he's making the money, how do you explain that? So in other words, that's you're not getting paid for that. Okay, then who's paying electricity in your house? Who's paying for the house? Who's paying for your car? Who's paying for the bills? Who's paying for the food? Who's paying for your subscription to Netflix? This is so stupid. How could people use this argument? You're going to sit here and tell me and the rest of the Sheep Get Sheared audience that wives and mothers are not paid to, that they have unpaid labor? Ma'am, if you feel like you're being cheated, then please go get a job. Please go see if you're to make as much money as you make right now at a normal 9-to-5 job. Odds are you won't. And if you do, it will probably take you 5 to 10 years. But get back to me when you're about 7 years in and you're like, dang, I had it good. And you're crying about how I had it so good. This is so hard. My mental health is so bad. Oh, my goodness.
Any of these things. I don't have a good relationship with my mother. And the older I've gotten, the more I'm like, oh, okay. even though I don't think she was a very good mother, it makes a lot of sense why she wasn't a good mother. Because what a thankless, shitty job for 98% of women who occupy it.
You want to talk about thankless jobs? I love it. Women want to pretend like a man going to work is like a vacation. Like, just because I'm not here mowing the lawn or, like, fixing the plumbing, that I'm not actually doing anything. And I was going to work and playing cards and smoking a cigar, and I'm not actually doing anything. Most dudes who go to work, they're freaking exhausted when they come home. They're having to deal with red tape. They're having to deal with annoying co-workers and bosses who don't appreciate them and overwork them, especially if they're a salary worker. This whole thing is ridiculous and stupid. What are you talking about? Do mothers and wives work hard? Yes. Do husbands and dads work hard? Oh, you better believe it. This is so stupid. What do you mean you're not getting paid? If you're not getting paid, then leave. If it's so bad, then why are you still there? You seem to be quite comfortable. Your house seems pretty nice. If your life is so bad, then why do you have electricity and running water? A nice house that looks like it was recently remodeled. What are you talking about? You make it seem like you're light, like you're a slave. No, you seem to be doing pretty well.
We're supposed to do it all with a smile on our face because love. Because you love your children. That's why you take care of them. Because you love your husband. That's why you married him. That's why you...
Gentlemen, this is going to be your wife in about like 7 years, most likely. See, this is what your wife might turn into, statistically speaking. Man, can you imagine being this woman's husband and you're out there breaking your back trying to get yourself promoted and make more money so you can give it to your family and to make them feel good? And you open your TikTok app and you see your wife talking about how she's doing all this unpaid labor and how you're basically abusing her. Can you believe this crap? This is why a lot of men are like, you know what? I'm not dealing with this dude. This is why a lot of men are realizing that, hey, I'm just going to go do my thing over here. I'm not going to sit here and be treated like garbage. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, my life is so bad when I'm busting my behind to help you. I'm busting my behind to be there for you, and this is how you repay me? Again, I don't know what their situationship is when it comes to, like, what their dynamic in their marriage is, but let me tell you, statistically speaking, he's probably working his behind off and to support this family, and this is what he comes home to. This is the so-called tradition, gentlemen, that you want right here. This is it, right here. This is your tradition that you're talking about. Wow, this is really sad.
You feed him. That's why you pick up after him. That's why you forgive him. That's why you're romantic with him, even if you don't feel like being romantic with him.
Did you catch that, gentlemen? When you don't feel like it. She hates this man. She emotionally divorced this guy a long time ago.
Because he has needs and you love him and it's your job to fulfill them. It's your job to bend over backwards for your husband and your children because you love them and that's your reward. If you date men, it's supposed to be because you're trying to find love. Any other reason would be shallow.
Look how dead this woman is on the inside. Look at those eyes, brother. Oh my goodness.
Oh hell no!
This is terrible. Look at this, bro. She dead on the inside. She gone, man. She gone! She's gone, bro. This is so sad. Can you imagine you're working your behind off to support your family and you come home and she's just dead on the inside? She hates your guts. She thinks you're using her and she's getting a raw deal even though she's has the luxury of being a stay-at-home wife in this type of economy. This is unbelievable. You can't satisfy some people, man. You just can't. No matter what you do, no matter how many sacrifices you make is not enough, man. Oh my goodness. This is crazy. Crazy.
And you're a shallow, vapid bitch if you have any other intention or reason to want to date a man.
I wonder who poisoned this woman with feminism, by the way. I'm curious who's been talking in this woman's ear. One of her friends probably was the one who told her that this is what she thinks she's going through when she latched onto it.
Men, on the other hand, well, they have to ease into love. They're not so prone to love. They're visual creatures. They want someone who's super young. They want someone who's super hot. You know, love isn't so much their thing. Sure.
Did you see how she just described the male experience? Like, we have it super easy and we're on recruit difficulty? No, ma'am, it's the opposite, actually. Most men would lob off their left nut for love. They would do anything for even the possibility of love. Most men. In fact, they do. They work their entire life in hopes that a woman loves them. Oh, I know you don't believe that because Tyrone didn't do it. Or Pookie didn't love you. But most men out there who are not a Pookie, Tyrone, Chad, and these archetypes we talk about, they do. They'll love you, but you don't want their love. It comes too easy. Oh my goodness, dude. I can't watch this anymore. This is actually getting me sick. Can you imagine? I would love to see what this dude does for a living that he has to put up with this. This is so bad. This is super sad. But this is what we're talking about. This is why we're talking about this. Because so many men would want a woman like this to be their wife. She doesn't look half bad. But this is what happens. You want to sit here and tell me that most dudes don't want a relationship like what she's describing? Okay, let's take her experience out of it. Let's pretend you're just another guy. You want to have a wife. You want to have a legacy. You want to be like most dudes out here, right? You want to sit here and tell me that you wouldn't work your absolute fingers to the bone to provide for a woman like this? Most men would. At some point in their life, they would, until they figure it out that it's not enough. It's never enough. And gentlemen, this is why I think it's important that we embrace freedom. And we say, okay, I'm going to just stand back and I'm going to decide, okay, do I want to do this? No? Okay, then I don't have to. I could actually blaze my own trail. I could do what I want to do. I don't have to sit here and accept the raw deal of being a stepdad. I don't have to sit here and marry a woman because it's expected of me. No, you don't have to do that anymore. There was a time when you did. A pretty recent history, by the way. Now you don't have to. Now you can do whatever you want to do. But a lot of men, they don't want to blaze their own trail because that takes a lot of work, sacrifice, and risk. Versus a lot of men, they think that it's easier to take this traditional route when it is not. It just seems like it. Because instead of paying up front, you're paying in increments over time. It's like instead of buying something for $1,000 up front, you buy it for $200 up front, and then you pay $200 like every month. And you think that, oh, because I'm only, say, $200 leaving my bank account, I made money. No, you lost money. Because there's interest on top of that, and there's compounding interest if the loan is big enough. Gentlemen, if you don't believe me when it comes to how feminism really affects the minds of women, and a lot of them get very resentful of you, let's look at what Jordan Peterson has to say. Take it away, sir.
In what sense is our society male-dominated?
The fact that the vast majority of wealth is owned by men, the vast majority of capital is owned by men, women do more unpaid labor.
A huge proportion of people who are seriously disaffected are men. Most people in prison are men. Most people who are on the street are men. Most victims of violent crime are men. Most people who commit suicide are men. Most people who die in wars are men. People who do worse in school are men. Where's the dominance here, precisely? What you're doing is you're taking a tiny substrata of hyper-successful men and using that to represent the entire structure of Western society. There's nothing about that that's vaguely appropriate.
Is he wrong? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. But again, they'll take this small percentage and a lot of men will try to negotiate with women like this. They'll try to get married. They'll try to negotiate a family. They'll try to get a prenup. They'll try to, like, go to church, take her to church. My friends, why would you jump through all these hoops when you don't have to do it anymore? We live in a world today in the West where we don't have to do this anymore. We have surrogates if you want to have a legacy. We have different lifestyles. You want to get married? You have a passport, bro. They're going overseas. You can go overseas. You don't have to stay here. You want to be a biblical bachelor and you want to just kind of do your own thing, find your own way? You can do that. My friends, there's so many options ahead of you, but so many people want to go the traditional route because they think it's expected of them because they're normies and they don't know any better. You now know better. Maybe you've known better for a long time, but it probably took you a lot way. It's a long way, a long, painful road, but it's worth it because you're sacrificing a lot up front and you continue to sacrifice along the way. My friends, let me know what you think. Let me know what you think. Do you disagree? Do you agree? Would you add more? Would you subtract some and take less? What would you do? What do you think? Do you think that you shouldn't embrace freedom? That you should just go down the well-beaten path of tradition? Let me know what you think. I would love to hear it. My friends, in the meantime, I encourage you to think for yourself. I encourage you to, if you liked what you heard, you know what to do. You've been on YouTube. You're on the internet long enough to know. And my friends, I encourage you to really break this down, because this affects... Relationships are very important, and they affect every avenue of your life. And that's why it's very important to not fall for the, oh, just choose the right one BS. No, nobody walks in saying, oh, I didn't choose the right one on purpose. No! Everybody goes in thinking they chose the right one. The real question is, are you going to roll the dice, or are you going to pay the price up front? Take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace.